This question is kind of a possibly a dual question or a dual answer from one or both of you, but we do, in the process of the learning experience of the youth, we still have a curriculum that we are not trying to cover, but we're trying to deepen and experience and help them to do so. The question I have running through my mind is, we have a sweeping change in the church curriculum and home-centered, church-supported. What is the role of seminary in this process? What are the brethren seeing with seminary teachers and institute teachers to be that that help and that hope for the daily religious instruction?
Good. I think Brother Webb should go first. Elder Johnson should go second. Please.
So I think of two things, right? If things are happening as we hope they will in the home with Come Follow Me, then seminary could be, if we're ahead of the home study in our seminary lesson, could be an opportunity for a student to learn and then bring into their home what they've learned and bless their family. If we're behind the schedule, then they take from their home study and bring that experience in to their seminary experience and bless the seminary class because of a discussion and what they've learned from their families and Come Follow Me. Unfortunately, the ideal is not this situation for so many of our youth, so seminary then becomes that chance for them to engage in learning and sharing and discussing, because it's not happening always in their homes. So in either scenario, I think seminary is either a support to what's happening, or in, unfortunately, maybe even in some places, almost a replacement for what's not happening. So either way, it has its place, right, and its role. But Elder Johnson, give you the right answer.
Please.
Oh, I thought that was the right answer. Well, I think that we're really hoping that the seminaries and the institutes are tying more closely. We're gathering all things as one in Christ. And we see the changes in the children and youth. I hope we're moving so that we're on the same page. We're working together. And the home-centered, church-supported, that we start thinking about that. What does that mean for us? And we start adapting, and so that we're really all in this together as a church and as a kingdom to bless these lives. It doesn't change our objective. Sister Corden, hit it.
That was not to stop you. But I just, as we talk about the home-centered and church-supported and these youth, they also, in seminary, you can invite them to take all this good information, all the things that the revelatory experience that they've had in seminary, and bring it home. Because you'll find if they're not having a home-centered experience, they can be the catalyst to be the home-centered experience. And so as we see these youth for who they really are, let's invite them to lift and build their homes in ways that will help strengthen those around them. And so hopefully seminary can be a catalyst to strengthen also their resolve to be an influence at home.
You ready for a really weird answer? We haven't changed anything in the church. We're making some adjustments, okay? And when they began, the first one was ministering. And as I would participate in priesthood leadership conferences and leadership conferences, people would say, well, this is all well and good, but most homes don't have the structure to make this work. And my answer to them has always been, well, why do you think ministering went first? If you take a look at the sequence of the adjustments that have been announced, why do you think ministering went first? So if you've got somebody in a ward, a single sister, divorced, lost a husband, whatever it might be, and that home needs that help, well, that elders quorum, that relief society, and that bishop better have the best ministering brothers and sisters in that home. And you don't have enough to go around, but you send them to the ones who need it the most. Why do you think ministering went first? Seminary is a venue for ministering.
You know, it's interesting to think about that answer with the other conversation about timing of revelation. We talked about changing the calendar of the seminary curriculum for...
Well, I was on a committee in the early 1990s.
Yeah.
That was the first one I was on.
Yeah. And we went from, sorry, Sister Corden, this will never work, to implementation in about 2 months, because it was the right time, right?